Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
So Perez Hilton has a baby boy. Who knew? Well, he announced yesterday he became a father earlier this month. He's not saying who the mommy is or how that baby was conceived. He's not even giving us his son's name. What's up with that, Perez?
Number four.
Joan Rivers is known to be a bit vile and offensive at times, but this just might be her most offensive comment ever. On Monday night's Fashion Police Oscar review, Joan loved what Heidi Klum wore to Elton John's viewing party. In fact, Joan said, the last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the ovens. Now, she cracked herself up with that one. She even doubled over laughing. The Anti-Defamation League, not laughing so much. They're very upset with Joan and her co-hosts, who sat there and said nothing.
Number three.
After Kristen Stewart had an affair with her Snow White director, Rupert Sanders, Robert Pattinson found it in his heart to forgive her. Rupert's wife, Liberty Ross, didn't. She filed for divorce. And sources told Radar Online that Rupert has been reaching out to Kristen with texts and emails ever since, but she doesn't want anything to do with Rupert and has not responded.
Number two.
Brandy Glanville's book, Drinking and Tweeting and Other Brandy Blunders, is such a huge hit, there's already talk of turning it into a movie. And wouldn't it be sweet if they did it for Lifetime? Because remember, that's how Brandy's husband, Eddie Cibrian, started his affair with Leanne Rimes on the set of that Lifetime movie. Well, a source says Brandy would love to have Leslie Bibb play her, but who the heck's going to play Leanne?
Number one.
Lindsay Lohan's new attorney, Mark Heller, got on the phone with prosecutors yesterday, hoping to hash out a plea bargain to keep Lindsay from going on trial for lying to police. Prosecutors wanted 60 days in rehab. He said no. 30 days. He said no. But it's not his fault, really. TMZ's reporting Heller wants Lindsay to take this deal, but she says she's not willing to go to rehab because that sounds like punishment for something I didn't do. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.